Can you tell us your story when you decided to become a monk? Many people have heard it, but there's quite a few new people on the retreat as well. I was introduced to Buddhism just by taking a university course on Eastern studies, Eastern religions, and that got me interested in Buddhism. And I went to university in Winnipeg, which is it's nowhere. And in the late 1960s, trying to find information about Buddhism, I tracked down everything I could find. Still didn't know much about Buddhism, but so then after university, I headed off off on travels and traveled through Europe and Middle East and India, as was the route in those days, and then ended up in Thailand, mainly because it was on the way to Indonesia and Australia. I didn't know that Thailand was a Buddhist country, and most of the books that I read were about Japanese Zen. So I had a vague idea in my mind, okay, when I'm going to travel and I'll end up in Japan and I'll study Buddhism there. But I've been traveling about a year at that point, and I was starting to get tired of traveling, and then I'm in a Buddhist country, and it was really, I just felt a very strong affinity to Thailand, Thai culture, and I wanted to learn how to meditate. Nothing really grabbed me in India. So when I got to Thailand, then I said, okay, I realized it was a Buddhist country. Okay, I can find out how to meditate. And so my introduction to meditation, I was doing a one-month-long Mahasi Sayadaw retreat, where you do it on your own, in solitude, and you're expected to be meditating about 14 to 18 hours a day, which that's how I started. So I didn't know any better, so I just did it. I had a great time. But then it's sort of, oh wow, this is, I want to learn more. And so I went and stayed at another monastery and practiced there, and then the monks saw me interested. The monastery that I was at was on the outskirts of Bangkok. It had a good English library as well as a meditation section, so studying and meditating. And some of the Thai monks that were there, they said, why don't you ordain? And I said, oh, I can't ordain. So I couldn't live my life like this. And because my assumption is from coming from a Western background, is that if you ordain as a monk, then you have to ordain the rest of your life. You have to sort of lifetime vows. That didn't really attract me. But they said, oh, no. You know, in Thailand, it's ordinary to take temporary ordination. You know, so 3 months, 4 months. I said, 3 or 4 months? I could do that. So that was it. That was the hook. So that, I just stumbled in to being a monk. And here I am 42 years later. And had, you know, great good fortune to meet exceptional teachers. Ajahn Chah, very exceptional. Although he was, I ordained in Bangkok, and then my teacher encouraged me to go up, and I think I mentioned it this afternoon. Went up to visit Ajahn Chah's monastery, just to see it, because I kept hearing about these forest monasteries, and was really touched by it and touched by Ajahn Chah's presence. But when I went into the monastery and then paid my respects to him on arrival, he just sort of looked at me for a bit. If you want to stay here, you have to stay at least 5 years. That was my introduction to Ajahn Chah. It was the first thing he said to me. So I was ready to get out of there. I stayed for a while, but just the idea of 5 years was, you know, you're in your early 20s. I mean, 5 years is a lifetime. But I went off and stayed at another monastery. A newly established monastery, and it was very, it was quite quiet. I meditated diligently, had very good experiences in meditation, and I get a better feel for the what it meant to be a monk, and I just kept thinking about Ajahn Chah. So I said, okay, 5 years is 5 years. I got to go back. Of course, then it gets the end of 5 years, and it's five. Okay, I'm finished my 5 years. Feels like I got a decent start. So that's been the story of my life. Okay, keep exploring.